A very wealthy man was ordered by his physician to go away to the mountains for a rest. He said, you are run down from overwork, too close confinement, essentially your business. The only thing that will restore you to your normal condition is a trip to the mountains. Go away where you'll forget all about your business and your business associates. Isolate yourself from everyone for a month or 6 weeks and you may recuperate. He went home, told the members of his family what the doctor had said, that I'm going to act upon his advice. Now, while I'm away, I don't want to be annoyed with letters or telegrams. In fact, I'm going where I can't be reached by either. So he went away, gone about 6 weeks, returned to the city very much improved in health and very anxious for some news from home. Naturally, he had heard nothing during this time. Got off the train at the station, was met by his colored servant, and the following conversation ensued. He said, well, Henry, how's everything at home? Is there any news? He says, no, sir, there ain't no news, sir. There ain't nothing happened. Everything's just about the same as when you all left. Well, he says, you know, I'm just dying for some word from home now. You can tell me any little thing, no matter how trifling. He says, no, sir, there ain't no news. There ain't nothing to tell you, sir. There ain't nothing happened except, there's just one little thing. Of course, it don't amount to nothing. As long as you all are so anxious to know, I'll tell you. Since you've been away, your dog died. Oh, he says, my dog said, eh? Well, that's too bad. What killed the dog? Well, said the dog eat some burnt horse flesh. And that's what killed the dog. He eat burnt horse flesh? Where did he get burnt horse flesh to eat? Well, see, you know your barn burned down. Burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went in and eat some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. Oh, he says, my barn burned down, eh? Oh, yes, sir, the barn, that's all burned down, the barn. Well, it says, how'd the barn catch fire? Well, see, you see, the sparks from the house flew over and caught onto the barn, burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. Oh, he says, then my house must have burned too, eh? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, the house, that's completely destroyed. Well, how did the house catch fire? Well, see, you see, they had some candles burning in the house, and one of the candles caught onto the lace curtain, and the curtain caught onto the roof, and a spark flew over and caught onto the barn, burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. They had candles burning in the house where I have gas and electricity. I never knew there was a candle in the place. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, they had the candles burning all around the coffin. Coffin? Who's dead? Oh, yes, sir, that's another little thing I overlooked. Since you've been away, your mother-in-law died. Oh, my mother-in-law's dead, eh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's dead, all right. She's worried about that. Well, what killed my mother-in-law? Well, I don't know exactly what killed her, sir. But around the neighborhood, they say it was from the shock of your wife running away with the chauffeur. But outside of that, sir, why, there ain't no news.